Good morning, everybody, across the fruited plain, across the Atlantic, and where and the Pacific, too. We have people from the great islands of Hawaii on the line. Welcome to Saturday AM Line. If you heard a new voice intro of welcoming you to the call, well, it's still Saturday AM Live, and this is still your host, Vance Rogers, and we are broadcasting live from the Salt Lake City Summit. And this is going to be a little different twist than what we've normally done, because in about 20 minutes, I'm going to turn the call over to those of you who are here live. And I would love, my only challenge, my only request is you cannot use the word excited, okay? Because I've already said it, so we can't use that word anymore. Get a synonym finder, get a thesaurus, or get something to give you other great adjectives and descriptive words to describe what has happened here and what is continuing to happen. We've got an amazing new compensation plan that is in full force. We no longer have seniors or bronzes. We now have executives and silvers and directs. That's it as far as consultants. And then we have customers. And then above silver is, you know, gold, platinum, diamond, royal investor, and on and on. But my point is this, what an unbelievable, ginormous event. Maybe not in the size of numbers of people. We packed out the meeting room. There is no more room. As I mentioned, the fire marshal, if they showed up, we would have to have people leave. Brody Craney actually called me on Wednesday morning in a panic, and I could hear it in the sound of his voice when he asked me to take another speaking slot. And he simply said, I said, brother, you sound a little distressed and a little distraught. What's going on? He said, Vance, I'm hoping people will cancel and not show up. I really am. He said, we went beyond our expectations. So, and I'm not speaking evangelistically. It's just amazing for me to see and meet the caliber of people that are here, from those who have been with Nikan for 20 plus years to those who have been with Nikan for 2 days. Absolutely, it's been mind-boggling to see the caliber of people and talking to folks throughout this event to hear their stories. And I think one that you're going to hear in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks from now, I forgot her name and I have her card here someplace, but just introduced me to him 3 weeks ago. And she was very, very distraught because she couldn't hold a book during the drive. I think they were driving, or maybe they were flying or whatever, to go out to visit her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, and she couldn't hold the book and read to her husband because her hands were so arthritic and gnarled up, and she just couldn't use her hands anymore because they were so bad. And somebody, I don't remember who, introduced her to Nikan and the gloves, one of our newest products. And she said, all of a sudden, my fingers worked again. I could use my hands. She said, I sat down and I played the piano for 3 hours. I haven't been able to do that in as long as I can remember. And I said, and you're here? You were introduced to Nikan 3 weeks ago, and you made the commitment and the decision to be here? She said, yeah, people need to know about this company. They need to know about what these products have done for me, and I'm going to tell them. I said, oh boy, are you ever? And that's the kind of caliber of people that are here in Salt Lake. That's the kind of caliber of people that will be in Orlando, that will be in San Antonio next fall. And I truly believe, and I'm not speaking as a prophet, but I believe the caliber of people, and I'm not disgracing or not dishonoring anybody who's not in Nikan anymore or that chose to go someplace else. My point is this, that the caliber and the integrity of the people that are with this company, the heart, the original heart of Isumu Masuda, that human being more philosophy, the spirit of Team Kaizen. It's, you know, kind of the same thing as JFK. Not, ask not what you can do for your country, but what, you know, or what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That spirit of Kaizen of what can I do today to improve my own self first so that I can be a better contribution to those around me, to my community, to my family, to those people that God brings across my path. What can I do today? That's the spirit of what I see here. That's the spirit, the theme of this whole entire event, becoming a person of influence. And that's been the common thread as each person has shared. So I know a bunch of you are eager. You're chomping at the bit. I know you are because I've talked to you. So here we go. So Rita up in New Hampshire, okay? Julie Clark in Connecticut. I'll call you out because I know you're so thrilled about new products that were promised to be announced this weekend. We're going to have to put that on hold, okay? Jeff Isom is going to make an announcement today. He's going to also make an announcement regarding the quarterly incentive, which was supposed to be announced this weekend. Here's the challenge. And I had an experience yesterday. I met up with a friend who works in the distribution and the manufacturing of products for not only network marketing companies and services, but for any type of company. And what a wealth of information I learned from this gentleman who's been part of this industry for quite some time. But what Jeff Isom shared with me last night was regarding the improved formula of our KVB, our Vital Balance, is that our supplier, our manufacturer, is having a really, really tough time finding an organic source of the plant, Moringa. Moringa is the name of the plant, but then the product is a spin-off different name, and I don't remember the pronunciation of that. And this friend that I met up with yesterday, he told me, Vance, when it comes to network marketing companies and the products that they produce, he said, when it's the nutritional end of things, there's one extreme or the other. There's those companies like Neatcan, from what you need. He was not familiar with Neatcan because we don't have based our manufacturing here, other than our Jay Greenzymes comes out of Utah. But he said, from what you've told me, especially with this paleo bar, I'm really confused about how you can produce a paleo bar with only four ingredients. He said, but there's companies like Neatcan and others, and he named a few, that pushed him up. Acea was one that he named, and there was several others. The essential oil companies, Young Living, doTERRA, that really, really pushed the envelope to strive. They may not be perfect, but they strive to have as much 100% USDA certified organic ingredients. And he said, then there are the others that they don't care. They'll put things like proprietary blend on, and they'll throw a bunch of fillers. There's a bar company here in Salt Lake. He said, most of the ingredients in the bars they produce for several different companies are all fillers and binders just to hold that bar together. He said, from what you told me about Neatcan, is they're at the other end, and they only put ingredients in that are pure, that are clean, and that are a betterment for our human body. He said, here's the key is, there's no in-between. Companies either strive to be as close to nature as possible, or they don't care. Their only concern is the almighty dollar and the profit margin. And they will continue to use, even modify their ingredient list with junk so they can make a higher profit. What Jeff Isom told me last night, Neatcan's Vice President of Sales and Training, is Neatcan will not do that. We could. We could get it out there, blast it out there, but they won't. And from what I've heard from people, is like, we are all on board saying, absolutely, we will not bow down, and we will not disgrace this company by settling for second place. So my point is this. We were really hoping and excited about to see the improved formulation of the KVB. There were some other products that, you know, rumor had thrown out there that we were going to see some improvement. They're going to wait. What Jeff will announce today, and it should be on their website soon, maybe, I'm not sure. But March 1st, well, they should have everything in place. That's with the targeted goal. It's a bummer that we have to keep moving the target on us. But I think the principle, and this is what I want to share, and then I do want to open up the line. I know I've got my roommate Gary from Portland, Maine. We got two brothers, both from Portland, different Portlands, Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine, on the line. I have asked him to share a few thoughts. And anybody else, I know there's several people that are regular callers on Saturday AM Live, and you're here at the event. Take a couple minutes and share. Put some thoughts together. And again, my challenge, please don't use the word excited. All right? There, I used it the second time, so we can't use that anymore. Share what, and if you've already demuted your line, if you can hit star 6 for me really quick, because I got background noise coming in. You know who you are. You had to hit star 6 and demuted your line if you can. There we go. Thank you. But again, this concept, becoming a person of influence, not being, we never arrive, but we're becoming a person of influence. Our customers, our consultants underneath us, they deserve it. They deserve for us to champion the spirit of Kaizen and to become a person of influence. And it takes work. It doesn't, some of us, it comes a little easier, but for most of us, it's going to take work. We have to look at the five pillars and say, hey, how can I, every single day, how can I improve myself so that I can be a better contribution of others? And I want to challenge all of us, because what I've gleaned from this event is that when we look at Kaizen, and by the way, they're on the, I think they're on the website. Gene Brock sent me Dan and Gene Brock from San Antonio sent me a congratulations text. So I'm presuming, Gene, that you saw it on the website, the new Team Kaizen winners. We were announced last night, and I kind of knew we had done it, but I wasn't sure because the results weren't final. But Herb and Grace Rapp, Ruth and Robert Lowe, and Vance and Stacey Rogers all were the top three for the Step Up contest in this fall, and so we were the recipients of that. Esther Fairbanks, congratulations to her. Tony Collins, Ben and Kim Woodward from England. There's seven consultants from North America and six from Europe, a team of 13. And I believe Julie Tara is in that list. And I know I'm forgetting somebody, so I'm sorry. But here's my point. The ball field, the playing field, is wide open. There is no longer a fence. There is no longer a barrier of any attribute whatsoever for every single one of us in Nikken today. If we're serious about improving ourselves, and if we're serious about sharing Nikken with other people and building a customer base and inviting a few other people to come play with us, come jump in my sandbox and play with me. Here's the guidelines. This is it. Join me in going to Japan. All expense paid trip, including airfare reimbursement to the gateway city or wherever we're going to, you know, whatever method we choose to get there. Nikken is going to foot the bill for an all-expense-paid trip, lavishing us with some of the most amazing experiences possible. Why don't you come play with us, and let's go to Japan together. How do we do that? Number one requirement. Number one. There's only two. Number one requirement is every single month generate a 500-point customer base and or have 500 points flowing through our ID number. You could click the retail button and order your products retail, or you could order yours underneath a customer, and I know we're not going to go into that whole, you know, argument of how do we do that and maintain the standards and the integrity and not get in trouble by the FTC, blah, blah. We're not going to spend any more time on that. Just whatever way works for you that you're most comfortable with, and if you're still questioning that or confused, call somebody and they'll walk you through it, okay? But if you want to just play it safe, click the retail button, order it underneath your own ID number, but make sure you've got that 500 points. It's easiest to have it in a nice customer base with a few auto ship orders. That's the number one requirement. The only other thing that we have to do, and this is kind of the big elephant in the room, that, well, how do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? But every single quarter, so January, February, and March, we need to develop the silver. We need to find somebody that's going to come play in our sandbox. Come join us on the ball field and develop them into a silver consultant. That's 2,000 points a month. Or you could do it as Barb Satterwhite challenged us yesterday. It's better to do it in 1 month, 6,000 points. When I went silver back in the winter of 1993, it was 40,000 points spread over 2 months. So 20,000 and then 20,000 again, or 15 and 25, whatever. But now we're talking about 6,000 points. You can spread it over 3 months or do it in 1 month. And do that every quarter or be developing a couple at the same time. That's it. 500 in personal point volume, 500 points being quality enrolled every single month. That's number one. And number two, the only other qualification, is to develop 4 silvers throughout the year. And you get to go to Japan, you get to be on Team Kaizen, and then there's other ways. Go platinum, you reach the pinnacle prize. You get a cruise. I mean, again, all the incentives are posted. And I think my point is this, that for the first time in Niken's history, something that I fought for in my earlier years with this great company, is we now have an annual carrot, a big kahuna prize out there that we can go for. And it's Japan, and it's being part of Team Kaizen. And what an honor to be able to say, yeah, I'm part of the leadership team of this country, this company, in North America. I'm part of that leadership team. And every single month, I get to be on a conference call with the CEO of the company. We're part of the steering committee. I mean, wow. When I tell people that I wasn't for sure 100%, but some of our customers and some of our consultants, when they placed orders to help us develop the 9 seniors we did this last fall, I said, this is what I'm shooting for. And one of our customers the other day, I said to one of our neighbors, I said, oh, by the way, we won the trip to Mexico. And he said, congratulations. That's awesome. That's what you get to be able to say to people. So let's speak as if we've already done it. I'm on my way to Japan. I'm going to Japan. I'm part of Team Kaizen for 2018. How are we going to do that? We're going to discuss that over the next few weeks. But more specifically, and if you don't have the tangible, the upline, the mentor, somebody that you can consult with, that's one of the things that's coming out of this weekend is mentoring session and coaching sessions of people saying, hey, let's strategize on how you can develop your team and your silvers. We've got a customer that's here that she's not able to enroll as a consultant because she was a consultant underneath of another distributorship. And she said, you know, I let that one lapse, but I want to get started again. Well, she can't re-enroll until March 18th. So I'm meeting with her this morning in a few minutes. And we're going to strategize, okay, what can you do between now and then as a customer until you can re-enroll? Because anytime you don't renew and you let it lapse, you have to still wait 6 more months before you can renew. Unless she was to come back in underneath of her previous ID number, and she doesn't want to do that. She said, I didn't know what I was doing, and I kind of want to go this direction underneath Team Rogers, and no, not speaking evil of my old upline, because I didn't know them. I didn't know why I even joined, you know. And I said, that's fine. We'll work this. But my point is this. If you need some help strategizing on how to become part of Team Kaizen, how to develop those 4 silvers this year, how to develop a customer base, then please reach out. Reach out to myself. Reach out to your upline. Reach out to somebody that can mentor you. There are all kinds of mentoring calls that are taking place. Michael DiMuccio has made a commitment this year to be in any city that invites him. You put together a group, and he will be there. You know, there's others. Dennis and Ruth Williams are doing the same. Dave and Valerie Johnson. It's amazing what people have done to commit to being there. I could share from my notes of what I've gleaned from the amazing people that are speakers, from silvers all the way up to royal ambassadors and everybody in between. But over the next few weeks and months, I promise to deliver some of that. But what I want to do now is I'm going to yield the time that we have remaining, because as my dear friend Jim Hartman says, I got to hit the rain locker. I got to hit the shower because I'm still in my sleep. Well, not really. I guess I'm looking somewhat presentable. But those of you who are on the call. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's Gary. And
Gary, I'm gonna turn the call over to you. And after you've shared a few thoughts, can you welcome somebody else and let them share? And again,
absolutely.
The call is yours. We can't open it up for Q&A unless somebody wants to be bold and answer the questions, but we'll cover that later. But Gary, share your thoughts on what this event has meant to you and what you've gleaned from it, because you've been in, you can share a bit of your story, but what transpired in your life from being here, okay? Gary,
great.
The call is yours.
All right, got it. So thanks, Lance, and also congratulations to you and Stacey. For you on the line, Vance was up on stage, awarded several times, several awards, and he gets to take the trip with the leaders down to Mexico. But I would say, being here in Salt Lake City, so I'm standing outside, it's 17 degrees. I'm from Portland, Maine, and we're into the heating season. And for me, I would say that I've been rekindled. So the word would be rekindled, in that if you have a log fire, and if a log rolls away from the fire, no matter how hot the fire is, that log by itself will eventually cool down. It won't glow. You put that log back into the fire, it will contribute to the good of all. And being here in Salt Lake, that's what I feel. The energy has been just really wonderful. And another analogy I would use is that I think with the restructuring, it's as if a new blueprint has been created, and now we can build our house on rock. And so all of the incentives all fit together, building the house on a really solid foundation. And everything we're doing, it fits together. It felt like at times before we might have a certain goal that we attempted to reach, but it didn't sort of fit into the overall picture. I think everything that Nikan is doing, from the compensation plan and the incentives, they all fit together so very neatly. And the best part for me, it's being January, you know, we all start out anew, and here we are building together, and the commitment from the leaders, and what Mike DiNuccio is doing. For example, he's going to be having a Zoom call into New England on Tuesday night, just talking about the wellness tour. So it's exciting, and I just feel rekindled. So that's my comment. Anybody want to join in? Hello, hello. Press pound six.
Star six.
Star six.
Hello?
Star six. Yes, go ahead.
This is Winona in New Hampshire, and I have a question. I didn't catch your name in Portland.
Yes, Portland, Maine. I'm Gary Akavenko.
Gary who?
Gary who, yes. That's who I am. Gary Akavenko. So I'm buddies with Suzanne Steele.
All right. Okay, I know Suzanne. And where is Mike DiNuccio in New England?
Well, he will be on your computer.
Okay.
So it's going to be a Zoom call.
All right.
So get with Suzanne, and she can give you the details.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just getting back into activities with Nikan. I've been not very active, just a user for a while. While I was getting my health back, so trying to get plugged in.
Great.
Thank you.
Anybody else with comments? You're welcome.
Hello,
Gary,
hello.
You there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Gary? Okay.
Yes, hey, I hear you.
I just wanted to say that I am compelled to get this done. And Mike DiNuccio has been my hero, and Vance, and everybody, really, because the commitment level is so high. And it's just been an amazing event from this, like it is every year, because it's so small and so intimate that you can just talk to anybody, and everybody just has a great time bonding and learning. So, I'll just mention at the top of Saturday I'm live on the tab that has something like things to know, tools to use. Listen to Mike DiNuccio's call from last Monday night, the 16th, from 22, the call is great, but between 22 minutes and the end is absolutely amazing. You need to listen to that in its entirety, and Ben's call from Tuesday. And then we'll have more of the stuff from this summit up, hopefully in a couple weeks. So, it's been amazing.
Thanks, Steve. Can you tell us again where people can hear the Mike Minuccio and the Ben tape?
To the top of Saturday AM Live, there are several tabs, and one of them is Tools to Use, Things to Know, and it's right there at the top.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Anybody else with a comment? Calling all summit folks. I'll just insert another comment in that because we started off with a one day humans being more, that for me really set the stage. Initially, I wasn't going to be here till the day later, and I changed my flight and all that to get here to attend the Humans Be More, and that really, it was just the right thing, at least for me, the right thing to do to get into the groove, back into the groove, and I'm really happy I did that. Comments from others?
Can you hear me yet?
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Sandy Randall from Farmington, New Mexico, and we're up here enjoying this absolutely incredible summit. And I just wanted to, first of all, thank the people that have done such an amazing job of putting this on, and congratulate Vance and Stacy on their awards, and tell people that if you are doubting any way that you can do this business, stop doubting. One of the things that stood out to me is one of the speakers yesterday, who's a fantastic lady, said, stop, drop, and roll. And I've been thinking about that. And I think that that's going to become my mantra, is stop, drop, and roll. Stop the person, open your mouth and speak to them, and then roll them on into whatever it is that you feel like they are needing, and help them with it. And that is going to make a business grow very, very quickly, I believe.
Great. Stop, drop.
Drop
and roll.
And roll.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Other comments? Anybody else in Salt Lake with a comment? I'll just insert another comment in that, because we're talking about some of the changes, so much of it is right there on the Deakin website. So when you're looking at the incentives or you're looking at the new compensation plan, just spend some time studying that. I mean, don't spend too much time, but sometime, if you have questions, get in touch with your upline.
How is the Humans Being More program?
How was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was...
Was it the one-day format now?
It's a one-day format. There is no requirement in terms of registering. It's all part of our membership, our annual membership. So you show up at 8:59 and you're there till, I don't know, 4:30 or so. The basics are there in terms of getting your head set on right, and then moving forward with the goals and just working with a partner. The room was packed. I don't know what there was, maybe 50 or 60 people. It was we did it. We made it work. Other comments?
Are they following that up with a additional homework, if you will, over the next few weeks? I know that was discussed at one point, that instead of, since it's not 2 days, since it's not 2 days, that they do more work available through the computer or something like that.
Well, I think it is homework. The homework is to go out there and meet people, open your mouth, talk to people about Nikan, and move forward.
Sure. At one time they talked about one format that they do more things through the computer as well as part of that course.
I don't have an answer on that one.
I think there's a lot of information online about that kind of thing from the original Humans Being More or Silver Training that's online that I've ignored it just because it was over 4 o'clock instead of the normal 6. There were a couple exercises that they normally do in the 1 hour or 1 day trainings that they would have normally had, which they didn't have. So it wasn't a full course, but it was enough to sure open the eyes of someone that has never been through the course before be able to open the brain up and that kind of thing. So it was very good.
Thanks, Steve. Any other comments? If not, we'll wrap this up. We'll take one more comment. Any Salt Lakers? Any Summiters?
I'll just mention that Al and Sandra Thornton were the ones that were the stop, drop, and roll people. And I did get that recording, and that's going to be up there and online before too long.
Great. Thanks for all your work there, Steve, Mr. Technology. Alrighty, well, let's conclude the call. Thanks for being on the call, and let's move forward.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gary. You're awesome, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, Steve.
Have the greatest.
Thank you all for taking the trouble to be on.
well. Is there anybody out there? Hello? Have a good day, everybody. Have a good week.